Hey everybody, thank you for coming back and listening to the Stapled Together podcast for our second and actually, comic book review segment for the week of October 31st, Halloween. Woo-hoo. I'm Peachy.
I am Ooze.
I'm Sudan.
And he's got a suit on. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I'm sorry.
A human suit.
You will never see me in a suit until the day of my death.
Okay. Good to know.
Or the next interview.
Oh, okay. Right.
But, Daredevil.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to be discussing Daredevil number 610, continued story by Charles Soule, with a cover and inside art by Phil Noto. He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool cover on that one, and the inside art is... Elektra's in this one, and he does a great job with her, just with everybody.
Nice.
It gives them their own definition and their own individual look. Just great art. It's really good. The coloring's really good with it as well. Really not vibrant, kind of pastel-y, but it works really well with it. At the end of the last book...
Daredevil and Elektra hooked up.
Yeah, they got it on. She goes to leave at the beginning of this book, and he asked her to stay. And for some reason, he thinks it's a good idea to introduce her to his Inhuman friends, Frank McGee, Cypher, and Reader. It's great, because at one point, he's like, yeah, you know, we might need her in a fight. She'd be good, because the guy we're going after, they were going to kidnap Fisk's... right-hand man, Wesley, I can't remember his last name, but,
Wesley.
Last name's Wesley. First name?
First name's Wesley, yeah.
But Wesley.
But yeah, because they want to get some dirt on Fisk and whatever, find out about rigging the campaign and bring him down and whatever. And he's like, well, they always have bodyguards, so, you know, there might be a street fight, and Elektra would be good, and Frank McGee's all, oh yeah, absolutely, definitely, 100%. Can I talk to you real quick? He's like, you know, kind of pointing to the kitchen or whatever. He's like, you want to bring Elektra Nachos? Assassin Elektra Nachos in on this? He's like, yeah, I trust her. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean.
So Matt sits them all down and he's like, okay, this is going to we're going to have to be methodical, surgical. You know, in
precise.
And out, no precise, no complications. Get this done now that Cypher was able to pull up his schedule and see what he has going on for the next 2 weeks or whatever. So, at the kidnapping, there's complications.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because Elektra's there, and yeah. It's a comic book.
Yes, exactly.
Suspense.
It's complications to the point where Reader, who's blind... is driving a Cadillac or a convertible down the road, seeing through his dog's eyes somehow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
and
the thing.
They got Wesley, but they're being chased down by his thugs. Elektra's on the top of their car trying to take him out and whatever. And Reader pulls out a little note from his pocket and he turns part of the road into like glue and their car gets stuck and just all of a sudden and Elektra goes flying. Just perfectly to land on their car, you know. Everything's going great. And then Daredevil's like, you should pull over. We're pretty conspicuous, so we can put the top up and everything. And before they get a chance to pull over, these daggers come flying at the car. Daredevil's sensing them, and they hit the tire, pop it, blow it out. Elektra's thrown safely from the wreckage. But everybody else, it looks pretty doomy. He goes, like, rolling. And lands flat on top whatever. But, and Daredevil kicks the door open and makes his way out. And we find out that Reader put up a force field around the passengers and himself to make him safe at the last second.
That's good.
And he used the last bit of his powers to do so.
Right, because he has to charge his powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they charge while he sleeps. Yeah. But so everybody's... safe or whatever, and Daredevil recognizes the daggers as the ones that he'd seen from the unknown assailant that he thought Kingpin sent, the guy with the crosses on his right. outfit and whatever. And he's like, I know what this is, and I don't like being hunted. I'm going to go get him. You guys be safe. Elektra, take them to a safe location, whatever. And more daggers come flying in, and they come flying at Wesley. Oh. And he's like, oh, he's trying to kill him. And he's like, oh, crap. So he takes them all, and they go try to hide in a nearby church. And where... Yeah, where the guy is already waiting.
What?
Yeah, oh, and man. They're like, what the hell? And Daredevil's like, who are you? And he's like, my name is Vigil. I watch over the dying. And Daredevil's like, nobody's dying here today. So, and he's like, I beg to differ. And he like does this huge just leap into the air and lands down in front of him. And just craziness. Did I mention that his daggers were made out of bone?
You did not.
Yeah.
Did Muse make them for him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, right? From that Halloween special. But yeah, that they're just ugly, but they're made out of bone for some reason or another. And let's see. Where am I?
Get you in Studio B.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I was lost. Church.
Small stroke.
Yeah, so he says his name is Vigil, and he watches over the dead, the dying. Fight breaks out between Daredevil, Elektra, and Vigil. Vigil actually hits Daredevil in a nerve bundle, which incapacitates him, and he like goes to stomp down to crush his skull, but Elektra saves him just in time, whatever, and she actually gets into some hand-to-hand with him and actually takes him down.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and she goes in for, like, the kill with one of her sides, and Daredevil tackles her and, you know, doesn't let her kill him.
Right.
Whatever. And then the Vigil jumps up and starts chasing Wesley. Wesley took off down the hall, and Daredevil's like, nope, he's not gonna get him. He's not gonna get him. He starts running. One of the bone daggers goes flying past, and through Wesley's back and pierces his chest in the front. And he did.
He did.
Or did a chest burster?
Yeah, a chest burster. Yeah, just like that. Let's see. Yeah, my notes say he did. Daredevil's shocked. Elektra tells him, you seem surprised. You shouldn't be. Killers kill. And then she's like, this was a mistake. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Good. I'll remember you.
What?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. And just walks away. And that's to be continued. That's the end of the story.
Damn. Oh, man. I don't like her. I've never really liked her.
I don't know what her deal was. But yeah, I guess because he didn't let her kill
Yeah.
the bad guy, which probably would have saved lives in the end. It definitely would have saved at least one.
Right.
Yeah.
They failed their mission because of it, too.
And what does she mean by, I'll remember you?
Exactly.
I hope they remember you.
Seriously. But it was good. It was super fast-paced. Stuff happened really, really quickly. That read was, like, before I even knew it. And I put it off, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
Today, I'm like, yeah. Then I read, I'm like, damn, that's done already? It was good. And I'm eager to see what's happening in the storyline.
I honestly thought when the car was rolling that was like, damn, they got two more issues left in this Death of Daredevil storyline here.
Well, yeah, and he was just in the hospital, you know, almost died.
So, like, he's come to close to death multiple times. Yeah. So. Do we think that Vigil is watching over him because he is dying?
Oh,
and not
hey,
just killing people around him?
That didn't even occur to me. I thought that maybe he'd have to face him at one point and Vigil would wind up killing him, maybe. Hmm. But, yeah, wow. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I got on Daredevil number 610
yeah.
for this week.
Yeah, well, we have another one next week?
No, yeah, I'm on time this week, finally.
I know they keep doing weirdness with this release, but.
Right, for sure.
All right.
Three comics a month, one comic a month. Okay, so, anyway, guys. So, yeah, that's the end of Daredevil 610. Stay tuned for our next cast, where Ooze and Sudan will be discussing the remainder of the Witching Hour storyline. And we will see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed this, connect with us on social media, and of course like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Music is brought to you by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting inkandpetch.com or clicking on the link in the description. If you want to listen to more, find us on anchor.fm or website unstabletogetherpod.wixsite.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.